Welcome to episode 92 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. And tonight's very special CNBC reunion episode, we'll be drinking four beers from Wasatch Brewery in... Where's Wasatch Brewery?
Utah.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Not a place you think of that's very big on beer.
So we are actually recording this from a campsite in the mountains of Colorado, reunited. The C and the M are reunited after a long hiatus.
It's been about 8 months?
Yeah, almost a year. In August, it'll be a year.
So that would be 11 months.
All right. Let's get right to the first beer.
Okay.
So we've got, this is Wasatch's India Pale Lager. A pale lager, that's right.
So that's the Snapdown?
Yes. Oh, is that what the name is? Snapdown. Pale Lager. Yes.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and try this one.
Utah's first craft brewery, by the way, Wasatch. Yeah, we're going to drink this one. All right, like, give it a smell, because I've actually been drinking this for a while, so.
Well, I might be a little bit outdone, because even though we're outside, I'm also suffering from dog allergies.
I get a little bit of hoppiness on there.
I get hoppy, I get a little lemony grass.
So, drinking it, this is only a 4% beer, drinking it, I started drinking this one maybe 15 minutes ago, and I did get like that initial like lager grassiness, but then hoppiness after that, and right now I can't really...
That's not super hoppy.
It's
not super hoppy, it's just a little bit.
Man, if I had my reading glasses...
Our impressions first, Brian, before we did the can. Do you not listen to enough of our episodes?
I've only listened to a couple.
So wait, what's on the can, Ryan?
It's like a little thingy.
All right, you want to read that?
No, I can't see it.
Born from the fires of the kettle, our medium-bodied India Pale Lager is a true leviathan of flavor. This monster of refreshment has a hoppy nose and a sleek malt character, and it's anything but tame.
I would definitely say I get some maltiness off of it. It smells more hoppy than it tastes. Like, it doesn't have a big bitter burst.
I would go
burst.
With that. There's a little, just a tiny bitter hint, I guess.
But it not, yeah.
But do you get any of those, do you get really any malty, like what, malty flavors?
Not a ton, but it does almost taste like a Kolsch.
Okay.
Or a Pilsner.
When I first tasted it, I liked it. It's pretty good.
Oh, I definitely like it. But I'm not getting any like hop forward. Ryan, you want to sip? Tell me what you think.
I smell it.
All right, yeah. Your nose works.
I don't know what I'm getting.
That was very informative. It's the nerves. So, why are we in Colorado?
You're on a very successful road trip from Las Vegas to Denver, where I live. And we're meeting somewhere in between, high in the mountains.
High in the mountains.
We're at about 10,000 square feet. No, that's not right.
9,876.
About 10,000 feet up near the little town of Leadville, Colorado.
Where the unsinkable Molly Brown originates.
That's right. In fact, one of these campgrounds around here is called the Molly Brown Campground. We're at the, what's this one called? Bell of Colorado Campground?
We're by Lake Turquoise.
Lake Turquoise, beautiful views of Mount Elbert, two of the largest mountains in Colorado, both 14ers.
That's awesome. And they still have snow on them in the middle of July.
That's right.
Even with global warming.
It is unfortunately raining a little bit, so we're kind of hunkered under this little makeshift tarp
yes.
Hobo camp we've set up.
And... ironically, we're in the rain with these tarps, but we are unable to start a campfire because we're in extreme wildfire warning scenario. So we're a little cold.
Yeah.
And for us, we've been camping/hiking/hanging out in triple digits for the last week and a half, and now it is about, what, 50?
Yeah.
We're all in shorts and flip-flops, not exactly ready for this.
But you've been partaking of different beers as you've traveled from Vegas here, yeah?
Yes. So, actually, Utah, surprisingly, has a lot of beers.
You had the polygamy porter at that...
We're going to try that here, the polygamy porter. Spoilers, good one, though. That was particularly tasty. That's what got me turned on to these guys.
You had it at, what was that place called?
Oh.
Cowboy Smokehouse.
Yeah, it was the Cowboy Smokehouse in Panguitch. I don't know how to pronounce it, Utah. Where there was a great, they had a great smokehouse out in the back, and they were making, we had wonderful brisket, terrible macaroni and cheese.
It was crap.
But like normally you go to a place like that's a barbecue joint, they had their homemade
mac and cheese.
Delicious mac and cheese, and this was not that. This was straight up
different
Kraft.
Kinds of cheeses.
It was disgusting. But the meat was great. But yeah, so I've had a lot of beer experiences. But I gotta say Colorado across the border in there, even though Utah had a lot of variety, Colorado had way more variety and quality. Like almost as soon as you cross the border, it came up.
I think they got rid of most of those weird beer laws in Utah.
The 3-2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are all gone. Okay. But you know, but the weird thing with Utah is right that it's predominantly LDS, mm-hmm. and you know, caffeine isn't even allowed, let alone alcohol. But yet there's quite the craft brew. Another one that we might try, the Johnny IPA. That one I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're catering also, like Utah is very much catering to the vacationers crowd, right? And people kind of expect to get craft beer when they do. Especially like people that are interested in outside activities. I feel like maybe that's more into craft beer and stuff like that as well.
Well, right, so you're going to want the good ones for the ski time and the good ones for the whitewater rafting, biking, hiking times. But I did get some Grand Canyon beers, too. That were interesting. I believe I brought back some Arizona beers for a later episode.
Or a future, or a already happened episode.
Or an already happened episode, depending
on... Did you say
on
what episode this was?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are going rugged style with an iPhone.
Yeah.
We don't have our
usual recording gear, so if the audio quality is a little off.
And we don't have our script, and we don't have our what's in the beer news.
That's right.
We've kind of fallen out of our habit over a year.
Yeah.
But what we are going to try is figure out to use technology to our our advantage to bring us back together. That's the right. Only trick's going to be how do we get the same beer. Oof.
Blind.
All right, are we ready for another one?
Absolutely.
Or are you ready for another one, I should say?
I'm ready
to
try.
I was almost done with that.
Which one would you like to try? Okay, the Amber.
Or the Session.
Evolution Amber.
Okay.
Where is the Session? Is that over there?
Yes.
Try the Amber?
All right, let's try this.
Oh, yeah, we didn't give a color code on this because we don't have any...
We have barely any light. We have headlamps and one...
It's pouring a nice amber color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, look at that. And it's clear.
Nice little head there.
Yeah, it looks like it's very clean filtered, except for the dirt I'm about to put in it.
Oh, I get sweetness.
Big malt.
Yeah, I get that.
It almost smells.
Caramelly
smell.
Sweetness. Oh,
yeah.
That smells really good. You want to, Ryan, see if you get anything?
Well, it actually smells not like most beer.
Anything for me, guys?
It smells like an apple, almost.
Yeah.
Are you getting apple?
Can I smell out of the can?
Sure.
I got caramel right away. I could see some apple.
I get apple, like an apple and a biscuity smell. All right, I'm not trusting that you're not drinking that.
I'm not.
I mean, there's lots of stuff legal in Colorado, but the drinking age is still...
still 12?
Over that.
Oh, right.
Reverse those numbers.
That is one weird thing, is I saw billboards on the drive up here where, like, we've brought back the ounce or something like that, like the rec ounce or something. I was like, oh my gosh, they're advertising on a billboard marijuana.
I mean, when you're in that shirt store, there's chocolate covered gummy bears.
What?
Disgusting. It has nothing to do with what you're saying at all.
it just something I noticed, like, Anna. You have to be really weird to want chocolate covered gummy bears.
It's Colorado.
It's connected. You know, if you're high, you might like that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Edibles.
Maybe he didn't know them. So that's an interesting taste. The sweetness stays in there. There's not much bitter or malt.
It's a little, yeah, maybe. What's the alcohol percentage on this one?
I took off my headlamp. Actually, I need you to hold that because I don't have my reading glasses, so I can't even read the can to get the marketing material.
Yeah, on the they've got it's called the Evolution Amber Ale with a chimpanzee to a early human, early Homo sapien to a dude with a six pack of this beer. where the heck is the percentage? I saw it on the other beer. I don't see the percentage anywhere.
Is there any marketing swag to read on
this? Yes, this one says, the fossil record proves one thing, that beer alone is responsible for the evolutionary leap from ape to man. This malty amber is our tribute to Charles Darwin, evolution and perfection. Enjoy.
Well, I do know that they tried to stay inspired by Utah-type things, as we mentioned earlier, but I'm going to find the alcohol percentage on this, man.
Can I see it?
No.
Well, the quiet hours are from 10 to 8, so we're going to have to speed through this.
Oh, yeah?
No, we've got 22 minutes. We've got plenty of time.
I don't have any idea what that meant. Alcohol by volume, 4 point, right there. What does that say? It's right where my finger is.
Oh, 4%.
4%. So maybe it is 3-2 beer from Utah. That's pretty
well,
low.
The next one we're going to take a taste as a session, so.
But for an amber ale, it's decent.
The reason I was asking about that was because it is a little aqueous tasting.
Right.
You were like saying that you didn't feel that.
I'm not getting that
kind
malt.
Of maltiness.
Nope.
Yeah. It's got some sweetness. It's got, you know, those kind of caramel, those little bit of those malty flavors, but it's just a little aqueous, a little light.
I haven't dug amber ale for about 20 years,
no,
but I used to love it back in the day because
it
was
used
something
to be,
different.
You know. And when craft breweries first started, it was like you'd have an amber ale,
yep.
You'd have a pale ale,
yep.
You'd have a blonde,
yep.
You'd have maybe a porter and a stout or one of those.
One of those. Right.
Those four styles.
Yep.
20 years ago when you were 60?
Ah! He's out
they
of the well.
They keep coming.
He's working his routines, man. I love it. He's a funny guy. He's just not going to get an inheritance. That's my joke back at you.
Is it really
that
a joke?
Has nothing to do with.
Yeah, you're just not getting it because I'm spending it on all this beer. It has nothing to do with punishment. any final thoughts on the amber?
No, I mean, I could see. I'm going to put back a couple of these on an Oktoberfest type occasion.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is not offensive. It's easy drinking, smooth going down.
Yeah.
So how about you? Any recent beer experiences?
I don't know.
You're in Colorado.
I know.
Man. It's been 11 months since our public has heard about
work
us.
Work and go hiking. That's pretty much it.
But, I mean, you are around some
no,
of the
I've
best beer in the
bunch
country.
Of beer. I've been drinking different beers. What?
And you get access to beers here that don't make it all the way east.
I don't know if I've talked about this, but one thing that's really interesting is they have a lot of East Coast style IPAs, the hazy IPAs out here. Like almost every Colorado brewery has a hazy IPA.
Really?
Yeah. So I've actually been drinking a lot of those.
Which are delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that style, so.
Like that citrus booming IPA. Like the Treehouse.
Yep.
Right? And yeah, it's become a thing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like might have reached peak hazy IPA.
I don't know. I like it. I wouldn't get bored of it. But I also, I mean, one of the things with the big thing on the IPAs is why I've been, I think I talked about this before, but I've been more lately in the year, last year or so, I've been going to porters, trying to get a different type of flavor. And then I like the wits and I like the Belgians. And so, I don't know. I like all kinds of beer now.
All right, so we move on to the next one. Oh, I do have some beer experiences to talk about. All
right. Well, there we go.
I'll leave you guys hanging. I think it's actually something I've talked about before. So the next one
again, it's been a year. You can't. It must be a new beer experience in a year.
Is Snowbird Session IPA, again from Wasatch Brewery.
So what Utah theme is this?
This looks like a ski lift.
So we know skiing is big, Park City.
Big, white, super white, fluffy head.
We know white is big in Utah. It
smells good. Got a nice hoppy smell.
Color was clean coming out.
I don't want to smell.
It's a light golden pale.
Citrus.
Oh wow, yeah, that smells fruit. Really piney and citrusy. Yeah.
I was getting fruit.
Fruit? What kind of fruit?
Like citrus. I was getting like
apricot
fruit.
Maybe.
I was getting fruit, but I was like, "What fruit?"
No,
is
that's
this?
Tropical. That's like a passion pineapple. Fruit. Like a no
pineapple.
Mango.
Not, actually, not pineapple.
Mango.
Okay. I smell again. I'm getting mango. That's good. Ooh, it has a good bitter bite. Ooh, with that.
It's
that's
got
tasty.
A nice little flavor in there too.
For
what
a session?
That? What is that flavor? I've had it before in IPAs. I can never really tag it fully.
It's almost like bubblegum on the exhale.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like some kind of candy type flavor.
Right, almost. Like a rock candy.
And it kind of hits you like 2 seconds after the drink.
Yes, it's on the exhale. I get it. That's really good, especially for a session. That's tasty as shit, man. Oh, sorry.
Wait, why would that be tasty?
Right. Good point. That's tasty as a delicious session ale, as defecation would not be tasty. Excellent point. And wait a minute, where are they? Oh, that's the top of the gondola.
Is that a lift name or something?
Gondola.
Snowbird? No, Snowbird's one of the mountains out there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, here, do you want to read the stuff on it? Again, don't have my reading glasses, so I'm no good at that.
I need to squirt a little DEET on myself.
Dude, there are a ton of mosquitoes out here tonight. All right.
You've been like a murderer. Did you kill it?
Yeah.
After your session at Snowbird, put your feet up, relax with a Snowbird Session IPA. The citrus and tropical fruit aromas of this beer are a result of the commingling of international hops. Enjoy this beer year-round, whether you are hiking, biking, or shredding. We'll see you on the hill. This was 4% as well. It's a 4% pack.
So this is like the easy drinking one. Yeah. I think I had, but I had something else by them.
So we won't be.
That was pretty
hammered when we go into our tents, but we will have to sneak out in the middle of the night to pee more likely.
Yes, but we don't want to be hammered because you know there's all these bears and stuff that are coming after us. So I think what the evolution thing has to do with all the fossils they have around. But what I wanted, what is the snap down?
Snap dragon?
So it's got a dragon.
Is there like
it.
A Nessie thing in Salt Lake City? There is that what that is? Is there like
do they have something about that? We're going to look that up.
Can I see it?
But they do have, they have something, there's some story about a cave, but I thought that was at Yellowstone where like, you know, they have all the thermals and it, they're like, oh, it's a dragon cave. That's a giant dragon on this pale lager thing.
Can I see the picture?
Yes. But I really dig the flavor and finish of this Snowbird. This is an excellent, excellent beer.
Yeah, this is good. Really good. Really good flavors, good aromas. Good going down.
So they don't have an IPA. That was a lager. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to keep on drinking this. So what was your recent beer experience?
Just got back from a trip to the Caribbean where I drank a lot of Carib, Red Stripe, Heineken, and a little bit of the one, like, craftish beer. And I think I've talked about this before in a podcast, is the St. John's Brewing's Island Hopper IPA.
Island Hopper IPA. Yeah,
which is pretty good. St. John is one of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I've been
we
to
were
St.
in
John.
The British Virgin Islands, didn't we?
I have
and,
not.
But it's brewed in Portland, Maine.
What? So would they ship it down there?
Yes, yes.
St. John is like a billion degrees always.
They have a little, not a little beer bar on St. John. The brewery does.
And what island were you on?
We were on Tortola. It was interesting to see the wreckage left over from Hurricane Maria and Irma.
Yeah.
They're still, they're still not fully back, but we had an awesome time.
Do they have diving out there, or did you do...
We did snorkeling. Snorkeling? We do a lot of snorkeling. We go to the beaches, different beach just about every day.
Do you eat conch?
Go to the beach bars, eat some conch fritters, have some roti, some chicken roti, which is like a curried chicken wrap type thing. Very good. What are the other... there's fish. The fish, I'm never that big a fan of there, but... and then we make just stuff at the house, too. Hot dogs, hamburgers, that type of thing.
Nice.
Salads. Pasta.
And you've been going for, what, the last 5 years?
We go off and on every couple of years for quite a while, yeah. But, yeah, we did kind of want to, like... We're like, let's go and, like, help the economy there.
Right.
If I can help the economy and drink a lot of beer, then count me in. I
mean, it's a win-win.
I'd say the best place that we went to, as far as bars or beach bars, is Nigel's Boom Boom Beach Bar in, what's it called? Smugglers?
Yeah,
or
Smugglers.
Smugglers.
Hey, you talked.
Smugglers Cove.
Smugglers Cove.
The guy that works there, his name's Nigel. He's awesome host, brings you in, makes you whatever drinks you want, just, like, great guy to talk to, good times, his place is right on the beach.
Right on.
Super relaxing, cool place to hang out, drink a bunch of beers. And.
So what's the big drink on the islands?
Painkiller.
Painkiller.
That's the rum-based drink. It's, like, 3 parts pineapple juice, 1 part orange juice, 1 part coconut cream, rum to your, usually a dark rum.
Uh-huh.
Pusser's rum, and then nutmeg on top.
Wow.
Ground nutmeg on top.
That sounds pretty damn good.
It's very good. Very delicious.
But you could only drink that in the islands. It's not the kind of drink you'd want to have, like, right now.
Yeah.
It's 50-some degrees. You're outside.
It's very much a refreshing island drink, yeah. Especially the coconut cream, those creamy coconut drinks, like a piña colada.
If you like
the same
ingredients
of piña colada.
Getting stuck in the rain.
Or getting stuck in the rain.
Which we are.
Well, it's not raining now.
It's not raining anymore, but it was raining, so.
Yeah, it would be cool if we could see stars.
Little structure we've made makes it through the night.
Shantytown. Where's the tarp?
All right, we got 9 minutes.
9 minutes, all right, so.
Is that one more?
We'll finish the last beer. All right, I'll do my best to read it. First, I need to put on the headlamp.
Why have
so? What else is Utah famous for?
Well, Starts we me- mentioned the Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints, but
and some of the history of.
So, what was the one thing the Mormons were known for back in the
polygamy,
day?
Right?
Polygamy. So we have this wonderful and well-designed cans, by the way, with interesting pictures on
them. Yeah. Their cans are really nice.
So this is
all their canned beers, by the way, too. Yeah.
This is Polygamy Porter, which I have had the pleasure of sampling earlier, which got me into wanting to get more Wasatch.
Do you remember when craft beer was never in cans?
Yes.
That was,
Dale's was the only thing you get.
And now it's almost all in cans.
Right. Everybody puts in a can.
Especially out here.
Right? Because A, you got to bring them on all the boats and stuff.
Right.
Or B, you got to bring them on the back country, yep. And you don't want to be clinking bottles around. All right. So I'll give you that
Polygamy
for the...
Polygamy Porter is what we're drinking now.
You boys want to finish these here?
4%.
Here, you can have that one.
Nice brown head and dark color to it.
What are you doing?
I had a really small sip and I did not like it.
So it's because it's beer.
Yeah, I know. I don't like beer.
And you're only 22.
Yeah.
So I like this porter. I can't read it here. Ian, what does that say?
Why have just one?
Where? Oh, this thing? Like just
why have just one? That makes sense for...
Why
Polygamy?
Have just one? Polygamy Porter is a smooth, chocolatey, easy drink and brown porter. That's more than a little naughty. Take some home to the wives.
That's pretty good.
So it does. It is playing on a Utah thing.
Jinx, Morganwood.
But for porters, it's good smoked chocolate.
I get the typical porter smells. But they fade pretty fast.
But the taste is good.
I don't know.
Is it
more like chocolate taste?
It's more chocolate to me. It's like a chocolate coffee.
It tastes like coffee.
What are you doing? Stay away from my beer.
When you're 31, you can have some.
Right. But no, yeah, it's got that light. It's not too smoky.
No, it's not like super powerful. But it's there. The presence is there. I don't get some of those other, like vanilla. Well, maybe there's a hint of vanilla or like coconut flavors, the other flavors that you sometimes get in a porter, especially the ones that are aged.
I get a little coconut.
Yeah.
You get mostly coffee and chocolate, but I like it. But I guess why I like it is a light finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can drink it, enjoy it. It's smooth, but it's not a heavy porter.
And of all these 4% beers, the only one that kind of had that aqueous factor was the amber. The rest of them don't come off that way. They have enough body to them.
Wait, this one's 4%. Oh my God, they're all 4%. Yeah. How are you supposed to get drunk on 4%?
4%, 12-pack?
You drink a lot of them.
I guess that was a 12-pack of 4%ers.
Yeah.
The box disintegrated in my cooler, so I can't read the marketing material on the box. But they had another beer, which I'd look at, but my phone is currently being used as a recording device. So perhaps you could help us, Ian. What other beers? Something called Dominator, I think.
You mean Annihilator?
Was it Annihilator?
It was Annihilator. It was like a picture of like a bull, like breaking through a monastery.
You've got quite the memory, son.
Yeah, I remember it for things that don't matter at all.
That matters.
Yeah.
But that one was that.
But I'm not 31 yet, so you know, it doesn't matter.
Which one was that one though? They had a
Annihilator.
They had a double Bock, and they had a
Annihilator. That sounds double Bockish.
And they had a Belgian white, and both of those were excellent, and they
was
were more than 4%.
No, it wasn't. That was a different beer.
But I should have got some of those.
We'll put some pictures of our little shantytown on our Facebook page.
We absolutely need to do that, and of course our cans on the picnic table with the traditional red and white tablecloth.
That's made out of plastic.
We need to save the can. Oh yeah, we need to get a picture of the cans, don't we?
Yeah. Well. Shall we? Because it's about to be quiet time at the campsite.
Yeah.
Who cares about quiet time?
We shall.
So, thanks for listening to episode... No, that's not how we close it. Thanks for listening to CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. You can find us on facebook.com/CNBC or...
Here's all the
You can
reviews.
Find us on our Twitter page.
It is
Devastator. At CNBC Podcast.
Oh, it's Devastator?
We've got a YouTube page. YouTube.com/CNBC Podcast. You can email us
at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com.
That sounds right. Yeah, it's all coming back.
Yeah, and these are things that go in memory. And for beer quotes, Ryan, give us a beer quote. Take us out tonight. No pressure.
Drinking it makes you happy.
All right.
Give you false cheer.
Cheers. Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. Cheers. Chink, chink.
Chink, 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 chink.
Plastic cups and cans.
I spent the evening with the radio. Regret the moment that I let you go. Our quarrel was such a way of learning so much. I know now that I love you, 'cause I need your touch. There's one person.